This is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Friday, May 26, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First today, according to Fox News, gunmen opened fire on a bus carrying Coptic Christians traveling just south of Cairo on Friday, killing 23 and injuring 25. The ministry said there were between 8 and 10 attackers dressed in military uniforms, according to witnesses. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but Egypt's Coptic Christians have become the preferred target of the Islamic State group. Second today, according to the Christian Chronicle, when he was not presiding on the bench, Raymond Miles was standing at the pulpit, leading worship for the Stony Island Church of Christ, where he was known as the Golden Voice. That's what the 66-year-old Cook County Associate Judge was doing less than 24 hours before he was shot to death outside his South Chicago home in what police call an attempted armed robbery. Days later, his family struggled with a question they may never stop asking. Out of all people, why Ray? Raymond Miles' death came amid a wave of violence in America's third most populous city. Chicago's 2.7 million souls experienced their deadliest year in nearly two decades in 2016. 762 murders, 3,550 shooting incidents, and 4,331 shooting victims, according to police statistics. Third today, according to CBN, former governor and presidential candidate Mike Huckabee is leaving Fox News Channel to launch an hour-long show on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. A TBN statement says the weekly news and talk show will premiere this fall and will be recorded in Nashville. TBN says, quote, Huckabee will combine Governor Huckabee's commentary on news of the day and current issues along with guests from the worlds of politics, entertainment, and faith. Fourth today, according to TV Guide, Leslie Jones, comedian, Saturday Night Live star, and national treasure, will host the 2017 BET Awards. Jones said, quote, BET was the first place I ever did comedy on TV, so it's a full circle moment of coming home where I started. She went on to say, I went out in the world and did what I needed to do, and now I can come home to my people and say, yo, look what I did. Jones is going to bring her no-holds-barred comedy style to the event, which goes down June 25th. Fifth today, according to the Associated Press, black lawmakers in Mississippi are demanding the resignation of a white colleague who said Louisiana leaders should be lynched for removing Confederate monuments. Republican Representative Carl Oliver of Winona apologized on Monday for referring to lynching in a Facebook post on Saturday. Oliver also removed the post from Facebook about the time he apologized. On Tuesday, the Mississippi Legislative Black Caucus issued a statement saying Oliver's continued presence in the legislature would impede efforts for lawmakers to work across lines of race and party. Sixth today, according to the Associated Press, an explosion inside a car in Greece's capital wounded former Prime Minister Lucas Papadimos on Thursday. His injuries were not considered to be life-threatening. The 69-year-old Papadimos, who served as Prime Minister for 6 months in 2011-2012, was hospitalized and undergoing tests. Police said two other people in the car were also wounded. Police gave no further details and did not immediately confirm media reports that the explosion was caused by a parcel bomb that Papadimos opened while inside the car. Finally today, according to CBS News, well, it's now official. For a third straight time, the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors will meet in the NBA Finals. The Cavs punched their ticket on Thursday night by demolishing the Celtics in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals, taking the series 4-1. It was a continuation of the trend they started over the first two games of this series in Boston, as they jumped out to a huge lead, then coasted the rest of the way, winning 135-102. Game 1 of the NBA Finals is set for June 1st. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. Psalm 23:6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Chuck Swindoll said, the remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. God loves you, always has, and always will. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.